Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com. Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's UnitedHealthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed Podcast, a low-key, real talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life. Good morning. Welcome to day 260 of the Make Your Damn Bed Podcast. In thinking about my journey with reparenting myself, I have realized how annoying I had to become to myself for myself. Like, most of the things I want to do are not the things a good parent would want me to do, because a good parent would want me living up to my full potential. And I want to live up to my full potential, but I also know my limits. So I'm able to be more reasonable with my expectations of myself as a parent for myself. But even still, a lot of the time, I don't want to do half the shit I should be doing and have to make myself get up and do. And it made me realize how much I resented my grandma and my parents for a lot of things I truly didn't understand the reasoning for at the time. But I now know that they were just trying to protect me or do what's best for me or set me up for success in the future. But in the moment when they were making those rules or demands, I was pissed and I was hurt and I was confused. And sometimes they were wrong, but their intentions were always from a real and loving place. Like, hear me out. I know my dog hates me sometimes for cleaning her ears, but it protects her from infections. And I know she gets real irritated when I don't give her my chocolate chip cookies, and she'll throw temper tantrums and run away from me. But she doesn't have any idea that it's to make her feel better and healthier in the long run. It's for her best interest. And sometimes in the moment, we're not able to see the bigger picture. We may not understand why we're met with resistance or bad luck or rejection. And it'll take years, if we're lucky, when we find out that it was actually a good thing that happened to us all along. We will thank the people who rejected us, because if not for that no, we may have never made it to where we are today. So sometimes we just have to trust that the universe has our back, just like we have the backs of our loved ones. Sometimes we have to trust that the hard shit is the good shit, and that even though we don't understand why the fuck this shit is happening to us, it's in our best interest in the long run. And Clementine, my dog, may never understand why I can't share my brownies with her, and she may hate me forever. But I know that it's because I love her and I want to protect her from the things that she can't understand. And I like to think that the same goes for you. You are protected, even if you don't understand the rhyme or the reason. And sometimes you're gonna have to force yourself to do the hard shit when no one else wants to force you, because you know it's for your best interest. And it's not about optimizing yourself to become a machine, but it's about being someone that you and the internal parent in you, which is you, can be proud of and feel good about and feel like you worked for. Because the thing is, it doesn't really matter what achievements we actually make, but when we show up day after day, that's where we get our pride from. And I think showing up for yourself starts with becoming a voice of reason for yourself. And sometimes that reasonable voice can sound insanely unreasonable, but we have to trust that the hard stuff is sometimes the good stuff, the bad stuff is sometimes for our best interest, and sometimes we might not ever understand why the hell things are happening to us the way that they are, but as long as we have faith that at the end of the day, everything is working out for us in our best interest, then we don't have as much to worry about. And that's part of that flowing downstream that I talked about a few days ago. In order to flow downstream, you have to be willing to let yourself float and accept what's hitting you and kind of have faith that it's all for your best interest. That doesn't mean not actively participating, because we can still be a good parent to ourselves while floating downstream. And that's the goal. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.